following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
It's the Stone Cold and Jackal Show!
Really? That's what you came up with for our intro?
Okay. Hey, Steve.
Bradford.
Man,
what's going
oh, man.
On, brother?
Dude, so, you know, I've been the Jackal for how many years now?
12?
12 years?
13, maybe?
You'd think some of it would have rubbed off on me?
You're giving yourself too much of a hard time, buddy.
So, Steve, are you and I in the same room right now?
No, we're not, but I can see you.
You can't. Oh, that's right. You're looking at me. I see your face, but I'm not like, so I
yeah,
have
you're not even looking at
I'm not
me,
even,
dude.
I'm not even looking at you. But here's the thing.
That's
my Skype. So here's the spoiler alert. We're on Skype. And okay, there I am. I for some reason, my monitor window was looking at you dummy. was looking at you. Instead of me, so I couldn't tell if you were seeing me or not. Now we're in split screen. That's even creepier.
That's awesome.
You think so?
Your head's the size of a pumpkin right now. It's amazing. It is fall, so.
Oh, pumpkin.
Oh, you're the jack-o'-lantern.
Bradford's. Oh, that's very good.
Oh,
that's very good. Oh, man. Bradford spice is not as good as pumpkin spice, though, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. It's we are just a lot of transitions in the Anderson household. Our house is being built, but not fast enough.
Isn't that always the case?
I guess so. We did our what they call the pre-drywall walkthrough the other day.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we saw all like the stuff behind the walls, like the wires and like
the plumbing and the wires
plumbing and the sure. HVAC and stuff like that. So that's cool, but it still looks pretty far away.
Once the drywall goes up, dude, it's going to be really quick after that.
That's what they said too, but I don't know what really quick in construction terms means.
It means really slow.
That's the thing.
It's never on time. It's never on time. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. It's like the mob. It's a union. They do what they want.
Yeah, I suppose
they do what
do.
They want. Speaking of that,
yeah,
you know Maurice is playing John Gotti.
That's right. I can't wait for that.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And it's going to be on. It's going to be on Lifetime. Is that right?
I believe it's the Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret.
Oh man, come on, dude. The Victoria Gotti story, but it's her secret.
Stupid.
I get it though. When you say that name, the next word
to,
dude, is
you don't
always,
have to cover. You don't have to cover for me, bro. It's okay.
I get it, dude.
Oh gosh.
Were you too? No. Did you ever see when I was in, when I was in high school? Those magazines used to just come in the mail whether you wanted them to or not.
Sure.
That's maybe after your time a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, when you were growing up, the Victoria's Secret catalog wasn't sent to your house, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. So it was sent to mine, and it was a really happy day for mail time.
You've got mail,
right? I mean that you know that's when I would amazing. Get the mail, and it was a fun thing to get. It was a fun
it's
thing
a
to get in the mail.
It's a nice catalog.
But
I'll tell you what's weird is going now you like taking my daughter to the mall and she's like, oh, I got to go to Victoria's Secret. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Then I'm the guy on the bench.
Right.
In the middle of the mall, which I never thought I'd be.
Well, sure. Because it's not like you're going to go in there and then like have input.
Right. But I never understood how those people got to the bench. Like,
oh, right.
Like,
why
are you here? Like,
and
what
now,
happened? Did you get into a fight with your wife? You're benched?
And now that's just you. That's you.
And now that happened, but
it's an elective bench. It's you want to be there probably.
Well, I did want to be there, yeah. So, yeah, so Victoria Gotti story.
Right.
So Maurice was you know, we were doing some scenes and then he was like, "Oh man, I think I got this call to play John Gotti." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I got to audition for it." I'm like, "Well, that's cool." So he auditions. He's like, "Oh, it went well, and I got to audition again." And this all happened like in within 2 days.
Right.
And then he texts him. He's like, "Dude, I got it."
Wow.
And then the next text I got, you know, Maurice doesn't travel well.
Oh, right. Where is it? Where's it being filmed?
Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So for all the folks out there listening, Maurice does not like flying. So it's a big ordeal. You know, he's had a few anxiety attacks on planes and stuff, and he doesn't like it. But so this movie's being shot up in Vancouver, and the text was, "Hey, I got it." And I'm like, "Awesome." And then the next text was to me and Dom, right?
Right.
Because I guess he figured he'd include a Canadian on the text chain. So he goes, "Dude, I'm at customs. They're holding me."
No.
I go, "What? You didn't tell them you're going up there to work, did you?"
Oh,
he's like, "Yeah, that's why they're holding you. Now you got to wait for all the paperwork and all that stuff." So,
well, it's funny. When I went up there to do Minority Report, I had to do the same thing because you got to get a work visa and you get the work visa at the airport.
Oh, that's interesting.
But then you never, because I was going back and forth and, but then you never have to do it again. You just do it that once, but it does. It takes like an hour and a half. It's a pain.
Oh, it does?
It's a pain in the butt because you got to go stand in line for everyone with everyone else that's coming in for various reasons. So yeah, it's not. But I didn't know. I thought in order to be paid, you have to have that. That's the thing.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think you can work there and not get it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to even try to work there and not get it. So he gets this movie, and it was pretty last minute. So the problem was, he was in pretty much every show for the next 2 weeks.
Oh no.
Right. So this is kind of a little behind the scenes for people listening. Stuff like this happens. Frank's actually great at getting people out to do stuff.
Yeah.
He's very encouraging about that. So, but Mo had a bunch of scenes to do. And of course, I get about 50 pink pages.
Oh my gosh. All right. This is starting to make sense to me now because I initially, they'd asked me to come in and do a couple episodes initially in October. And then all of a sudden, one of those episodes got moved to day after tomorrow, like 2 weeks ahead of time. And I was like, someone must have had a crazy work change. I don't think it's anyone in my scenes, but it's probably because of Mo.
Yeah. So I had a nice 50 page day because they had to rewrite all the scenes for I had to take all his lines.
Oh, so
essentially.
So they're not moving him around. They're just taking him out.
Well, yeah, they took him out of some and then they're waiting until he gets back. And then like the day he gets back, we have like 80 pages.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's just
how long is it going to take for him to shoot that?
I think he's back. He's back this week, end of this week.
Oh, so it's only like a week.
Week and a half, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
So, but, I knew it too. I go, "Oh, this guy's going to get a movie and I'm going to have to say all his lines for the next 2 weeks." And that's true. And that's what I did. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, better you. I mean,
I'm tired of carrying him.
That's right. Well, he's not that big.
I carry him like a little baby, like a little baby in my arms. I take him upstairs for a nap, just like I take Brooklyn. I just hold him in my little arms.
He's easy to cradle.
And I put him down for a nap with little Binky. But he's back at the end of the week, so it'll be fun to have him back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, you know, back in the day, it was really hard to get out to do stuff.
Dude, painful.
But now it seems like people are you know, our schedule is still, I mean, in ways it's crazier because there's more and less time. People are doing stuff outside, which is fun, you know?
It's great. I think for a long time, the fear was that if somebody goes out and gets something else, they'll leave.
Ah.
Right. So network was always involved in like, hey, can he do that? No, he can't.
Right.
He's working every day. He's not going to do it. Or maybe he'll like it and leave. But I don't know. I don't think that's the same mentality now. But so maybe I can audition for something again.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You know, we haven't done this in a while, Steve. I guess it feels like it's been a long time since we've recorded one of these.
Yeah, it has.
Well, because we, Kira and I did a little mini one last week because we couldn't get together. That's why we kind of problem solved this week and tried to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, I gave that a 1 star on iTunes.
What a jerk. It's funny. A lot of people enjoyed hearing Kira because a lot of people have asked us to have our wives on the show. And
I know.
And so I thought a good way to introduce that was to have her read mean tweets about me. And, you know, a lot of people were very, very complimentary. But some people were like, we're not happy.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, no. I get a couple people like I had one person say, I listen to this and I have to just tell you this is not as good as your full episodes. And I was
no
like,
kidding.
Well,
but why even say that, though?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, contextually, you know, Steve and I are doing our best to get these out every week. And we just couldn't last week. And so, you know, we thought it was a good opportunity to reach out to you folks and hopefully, you know, spread the word a little bit about, you know, because as I said in some of these social media posts that I wrote, you know, there's just so many people that haven't figured out how to listen. And I really, you know, we really wanted to help those people out. So I thought it was a good opportunity to do that. But also I wanted to give a little bit of content. And it just seemed like a fun idea to do that with Kira. But that being said, we haven't answered questions. We haven't done that in a long time. And Steve, what you just said brought up a question that I read. Somebody asked whether or not Steve specifically wants to still be able to audition for stuff. And so maybe with this, there's some newfound freedom for you and you can flex your creative muscles if the opportunity comes up.
You know, let me go back 1 second though, because yesterday my wife said, she goes, you know, people are asking for me to be on the podcast.
Yes. Does she have any interest at all?
And I said, oh yeah. She said, oh, the wives on the podcast. I go, oh, Bradford will be spent a lot of time editing. That's for sure.
Does she want to be on the podcast?
I don't know if my wife. I mean, would I don't you, know if she'd be on the podcast.
Yeah,
I is think she would.
Is she trolling Twitter? Not trolling Twitter, but is she a lurker?
She's not. No, she's not on Twitter or Facebook. She's only on Instagram.
Okay, but people on Instagram reached out to her and said, "Hey, should we be on the podcast?"
Yeah. Yeah, we want to get you on there, and I said, "Well, we'll see what happens."
I mean, it could be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun for sure. Yeah,
the four of us sitting around a table.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be a great time.
Amazing!
Oh gosh!
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I'm drinking at work today. No, I'm kidding.
I know,
but we're having fun.
I'm just
so excited to be back together.
I know. I even though we're not in the same room, I feel your energy. I feel your positivity. And I truthfully feel a little run down today. Like I just feel a little.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And so it's your positivity is building me up. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, friend.
Yeah, it's very special.
Thank you so much. So let's get back to your question about auditioning. You know, I get auditions here and there. What I think I really need to focus on is really more voice work.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because I've done the Cloud Strife voice for so long and I've never done any other voiceover work.
Right.
And you know, do you remember Chad Brandon?
I don't.
Chad Brandon played Xander on General Hospital with Emily back in the day, way okay. back in the day. Chad's a great guy, but you know, he went on and he still has a very successful voiceover career.
Yeah.
And this guy, I mean, like literally he says, listen, I'll get you set up with the equipment. I'll show you what workshops to go to, what coaches to go to. He goes, cause a friend of his did the same thing for him. And it's like, he's the voice of the History Channel, Fox Sports. He does movie trailers. I mean, he's literally made an amazing living from his garage.
Yeah. Imagine if you didn't have to work out anymore, Steve. You could just, it would just be football season year round.
No, I'll need to work out, buddy.
Okay.
Well, imagine if you worked out.
Alternate realities. I like this.
No, I just don't work out while you're feeling under the weather, Bradford.
Is that real? I don't, I guess that makes sense. You don't want to.
They say if you kind of have maybe a little bit of a head cold, a little cardio.
Yeah,
can just help loosen things up and get you going, get your blood flowing, and,
sure.
and you could feel a little better. But if you feel like you shouldn't work out or you're worn down, definitely
listen to your body. My body often tells me not to work out.
Well, you shouldn't listen to it every day.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man, you got to decipher that code.
Okay, fair enough. How is football season for you so far,
dude? What I mean, football started.
I know it kind of crept up on me a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have kids and school and going back to school and all the stuff you just, man, it did sneak up on me. And I'm in a fantasy football league.
How's that going?
I lost my first week. I won my second week. It's Jack and a couple of his buddies and a couple of the dads. So,
oh, fun.
So we're having fun. He's killing everybody.
Jack is?
Yep.
Is he paying attention to like personnel stuff? And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, he does.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He pays attention. So, but football, man.
Yeah.
Patriots. It's nice.
Patriots lost yesterday. It was very upsetting. I'm just not used to it is the thing.
Well, plus they always have a thing with Jacksonville for some reason. It seems like
lately. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
when three of our guys got hurt, I'm sure all of you are listening to us to hear about our football takes.
Well, of course they are. Well, come on, man.
Maybe Kincaid is. Hi, John.
There's some football fans out there for sure.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns are looking better. Let's just say that.
Well, yes, better.
Better.
In relation to where they've been, yes.
Correct. Better. And then Ohio State Buckeyes are awesome, and they look awesome.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
So I'm happy. I'm excited. The only thing I'm not too excited about is that I'm not really eating all the baked goods that I normally would eat during the fall. It's a little disappointing.
I was going to ask you about that because I know football season in the past was kind of your, people have cheat days during the week. Like I know Brandon like Saturday or Sunday is like his, you know, the days that he doesn't think about as much, but you had kind of like a cheat season, didn't you?
Yeah. I had about a 4 month cheat. That's right.
That's awesome.
Usually started September 1 and ended about February 1.
Right. So
yeah, it was good.
It's a good chunk.
It was a good chunk of time, and it was a lot of really great food. not health wise, but it sure tasted good.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not on that. That's we used to call it Fat Fall.
I like the alliteration.
And it's no longer happening. So
yeah.
But whatever.
Well,
you know what's happening
this week is I'm coming down to work at that place.
I know, and I'm not here.
I know, it's weird.
That's not right, dude.
You know, it's a fun change of pace in the scene that I'm in.
I think you're working with Kelly, right?
I think so. If we're allowed to say that, I think I am.
Okay. We just did. I just talked to her. We just had some really good scenes, and she's like, "Oh, Bradford's coming down." I go, "I know," and I'm not working with you guys.
We talk about you a little bit. If that makes you feel better, it's a little change of it's a little switch around where you're not present and we're talking about you rather than me not being present and people talking about me.
There you go.
Yes,
that works.
That works. How is she? People ask me if I knew, and I because I know she's doing
good.
Yeah,
she's doing good.
Okay, good.
Well, she's up and walking. So she's doing good.
Well, I guess I'll see for myself in a couple of days.
Yes, she will.
I'll be staying at a hostel.
Are you really?
Kind of. It's a, it's like
Are
a,
you really?
Well, it's like a modified, it's this really cool, no. it's a really cool.
No, there's no modified hostels.
No, it's like a live, work, share no. place.
That sounds horrifying.
It's what, pretty, it's, what? It's what, pretty what's exciting.
It, what's it called?
I'm not going to say that out loud.
Okay, great. So, so wait a minute. But is it a new concept or is it a hostel?
It's a new concept. It's like a hostel for the new.
The hostel for the new people who want to get killed.
Oh, so stupid. No, I got to start a blog. I got to start a lifestyles of a soap actor in a hostel blog.
Dude, listen, just keep your phone by you. And if something happens, just text 911. And I don't know, man.
You can text 911 these days?
I'm sure you can. No?
I don't know. Do you have to hashtag it? Hashtag 911?
Not if you're texting me.
Oh, I'm texting you 911. I see.
Yes, because I'm going to come save your ass from a serial killer.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, seriously. Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
We're not glossing right over this.
Mm-hmm.
You staying in a freaking hostel.
Well, it's okay. not. Okay. So it's.
Is it like an open room, like people sleeping all over the place?
Yeah, there's no doors.
Okay. So you could possibly be sleeping in a room with like 20 other people.
I have a private bunk.
Okay. You did not answer my question, sir. Are you in a room with other, where other people?
Yeah.
What's a private bunk? A freaking drape?
Yes. No, there's no drapes because they don't want any shenanigans.
So what's a private bunk mean? No drapes? So that's not private.
Well, private as in no one else can be in there with you. private meaning you have it to yourself. I guess individual is the better word. It's an individual bunk.
Well, I hope it's a freaking individual bunk. Sleeping with somebody you don't even know.
Well,
this sounds like a bad idea.
Oh, it's awesome. I've stayed in one before.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because here's.
I mean, honestly, you don't really think about.
Yeah.
Like, can you sleep at night?
Well, I bring earplugs and I bring a mask.
Why would you bring earplugs? The guy could kill you with those things on.
Well, okay, so that's on one end of the spectrum. The other end is I don't sleep because other people are making noise or something. And I just like to
go. What are they doing? What kind of noise?
I don't know. There's quiet hours, so they shouldn't be noisy. But if someone snores or something like that.
That is weird, bro.
I know.
Stop with this. Let me get you a hotel room, dude, please.
I'm just trying out options because now that I don't have a place to stay that's my own down there, I'm trying out options. And if this option is an option for me, awesome. And if it's not, I'll find something else.
So you don't have any hesitation of like, oh, here's a room with a so-called private bunk with no privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 20 other people sleeping in this room,
mm-hmm.
and I know none of them.
Sure.
And that's okay?
I mean, I used to live in New York. I've traveled. Like, I'm at an age now where this sort of thing you'd think is sort of out of the realm of my age and, you know.
Yeah, since you're 20 years older than everybody in there.
But here's the thing. People don't know that.
There's the young jackal.
Yeah, I don't get recognized a lot. It's the kind of thing where most people don't think I'm going to be 40 in a year and a half. Or not a year and a half. Dude, my birthday's on Friday. I'm going to be 39.
Wow.
Yeah. So not a year and a half, dummy. A year. Most people don't think I'm my age, although now with this super, super manly beard that I have, some people think... but I can sneak by and people don't go, who's that old guy here? So,
okay.
Yeah. So this is
I have a few more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
So is there like, is it a locker room? Like, where do you shower?
It is a, there's a bathroom with multiple. And when I say private showers, I do mean private.
You sure?
Yeah. They're not just, okay. And, like private, you know,
but is it, but
stalls?
Is it a drape or a stall
for the shower or the bathroom?
The shower. Is it a curtain?
It is a curtain. Yeah.
They're setting you up to get hacked.
Hacked?
Yeah. Like hacked up.
Oh,
like,
hacked for, up.
Like psycho. Who has shower curtains anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure somebody does.
Right.
But.
Right. Yeah.
But why would you have a shower curtain in a place like that? Why wouldn't you have like a, one of those nice, you know, frosted beveled glass doors that you can
close?
Oh, I guess you can kind of see through those a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah. You could.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know if this whole thing's a good idea at all.
It may not be, but it's worth a shot.
And your wife's fine with it. She's okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I've stayed in there.
Of course.
I had the time that I stayed there before. I had to sell it a little bit. But I did it for, because I used to Airbnb my old place that I had, and so I had to go down last minute for an audition, and we had the place Airbnb'd, so I couldn't stay there. So I tried this place out, and I had to sell it to her a little bit. The cool thing is,
when I texted her to make sure your life insurance was valid.
That's right,
up to date.
But this is so they have a couple locations in LA, and this one's really close to work, and so that's pretty great.
I can't wait for this.
I know. I'll give you guys a full recap next week.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing.
I'm excited to be back on set with everybody but you. And it's fun stuff from what I read. I think people are going to enjoy it.
Cool, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know what? Since we haven't done this in a while, one thing we haven't done as well is take questions and stuff, because our last interview with Michelle, we just kind of, you know, that was so much fun, by the way.
Oh, she was great.
We didn't follow it up with any sort of tweet of the week or anything like that. And so a lot of people were like, hey, guys, how come you're not answering our questions anymore? So we have some time. How do you feel about some rapid fire questions?
Rapid fire or slow fire?
Rapid fire. I mean, when we say rapid fire, I might ask the question quickly, and then we'll talk forever about one question.
Sure.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Laura Smith wants to know, what was your favorite toy as a child? I thought that was kind of fun.
Well, since I lived in the greatest time ever.
Yes.
As a kid, the 80s.
Yeah.
Man, there were a lot of them. I mean, that was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh yeah, dude. What was your favorite construction toy? Were you like a Lego guy? Do you remember Constructs?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs, Tinker Toys. Legos,
Tinker Toys. I probably have to say I like the Lincoln Logs.
Really? Well, you were a country boy.
Well, sort of, but I think those were easier to put together.
Yeah, maybe
than the Tinker Toys.
I loved Transformers.
Oh yeah, dude. Of course, dude. I had that's when Star Wars came out. We had Star Wars action figures, which I had them all.
Dude, I remember my friend that had the Millennium Falcon. I was so jealous of.
It was amazing. It's amazing. My friend had every freaking Star Wars thing ever. It was the best. And then don't forget, that's when Atari came out.
Oh, right. So you were playing Pong.
That was the game changer, dude.
Yeah.
When that Atari system came out, it was all lights out. It was over.
So I remember everybody had the Nintendo Entertainment System. Where, like, in my youthful, like, the video game heyday of my youth was, you know, the regular NES, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted it so bad, but I was behind everybody in terms of getting it. And so finally my parents said, okay, let's go get it. And we went to the toy store. And they were sold out of Nintendo Entertainment Systems. And the salesman, I will never, ever, ever forgive this person. They sold us on a Sega Master System. not this Genesis hadn't come out yet. It was the Sega Master System. And no one bought them because they didn't have any games. Like there were no available games. So they were sold out of NESs, and the guy still wanted to make a commission, and they probably got a bonus for selling Master Systems because no one freaking wanted them. And he said, oh, it's better graphics, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, oh, okay. So I got the Sega Master System that didn't have any games, didn't have Double Dragon, didn't have Mario. It was terrible. And then I was stuck with it because it was more expensive than the Nintendo Entertainment System 2. And then
horrible.
And then like a year later, Sega Genesis, or like 2 years later, Sega Genesis came out. So then they forgot about it even more. Mm. And so I missed out on the Nintendo Entertainment System because of a stupid salesman in Laconia, New Hampshire, that wanted to get over on this young boy that just needed some video games.
Is this guy?
I know, right?
Let's find him.
So
let's find him.
My favorite toy as a child should have been a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Well, dude, you know, it's like you don't want to say things were different back then, but it's like you actually played with toys.
Right.
You actually played board games.
Yeah.
As kids.
Yeah.
And then video games came out. So it's like we had the best of all worlds.
I played outside a lot.
We played outside a ton, of course.
I remember my birthday in fifth grade. So I don't know what age I would have been. I guess maybe 11 or 12. There was some math I could do there, but I'm just going to say that.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, like 11 or 12?
Yeah, 11 or 12, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember the birthday that I had in fifth grade, and all my friends came over and we played like cops and robbers. Like we were using like, you know, toy guns, which I don't love, but back then I did. It was just, we played outside. We just played pretend outside and we were fifth grade boys. Yeah. And it was like my favorite birthday ever because we all had fun and we were like, we had an expansive backyard because everybody did in New Hampshire. You know, woods and fields and stone walls and trees, like things that you could in your imagination could become anything. And, but 11 and 12 year old boys now at a birthday party, they're not playing in a field.
No, no, that's it. But that's all we did.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I remember one of the best toys I got was a BB gun.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted a BB gun so bad, dude. And I got it and I was so excited. I'm like, man, I got this. And my mom did not say you'll shoot your eye out. She really didn't actually care if I did, I think. So I had my BB gun.
God, imagine how history would have been different if you had shot your eye out.
Oh, I'd be Patch on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, there you go.
So I remember getting this gun and I was, we rode bikes everywhere. Right. So, yeah. So I have my BB gun on my bike. Like you would never do that now,
mm-mm.
You know? So I'm riding to my buddy's house, my BB gun on my bike, on my BMX bike. And I get there and I'm all freaking so excited, dude. So we put some, you know, tin cans up. And there was a wood fence behind the tin cans. And I remember it to this day. And, I was so excited, and you know, it was one of the ones where you pump it. The more, right. don't uh-huh. be stupid.
What'd you do?
You're such an idiot. Stop it, dude. So you pump it.
Mm.
And the more, you know, the more times you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more times you do. It's a hard.
You can't even get through it. I didn't even say anything. You brought this all on yourself.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So anyway, I pumped that thing like 10 times.
I bet you did.
I'm like, I'm gonna kill this can. So, of course, so I get there and you know, I'm ready to shoot the can. I take aim. I shoot it. I miss the can. It hits the freaking wood fence and ricochets right back at my balls.
No!
Yeah. Dude, I was down for the count, bro.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh my
god. Amazing. It was amazing.
That is an American a lost opportunity for one of like the prize winning America's Funniest Home Videos.
Totally would have been.
Oh my gosh!
You would have seen me. I'm with my little mullet rolling around on the ground. So. Oh gosh. So anyway, we had a lot of great toys back in the day,
man. Sure did.
Dude, you just had, remember like Slime and Stretch Armstrong and like, just, we had everything. We had everything.
Are your kids making slime? What is this thing? Have you heard of this?
Oh yeah, they make it all the time. It's the worst.
What, with household products? I don't understand what this is.
Yeah, with household products like soap and other stuff that they're taking from everywhere and they make the slime.
What do they do with it?
Same thing we did with slime. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I don't
remember that stuff. It just got so gross. Like hairs were in it.
Sure.
And it's just disgusting.
Was it like the Nickelodeon? Did slime come out of Nickelodeon back then? Was that what it was?
No. They used to come in like little garbage cans.
Yeah.
Like different colors.
Right. No.
It's just kind of slime. So, but no, I think it just kind of rebooted. Someone started making it with household items on YouTube, and then now every kid makes it. So, but you're a little behind the times. That was about a year ago.
Okay, well, thankfully, my kids aren't on the internet, so like they've heard
Fantastic.
They've heard other kids talk about it, so they've heard about it, but they have never asked for. Their outdoor play is they create this fairyland outside where Juna is like the queen of fairyland and Finola is like the deputy queen. And they named me Bert. Like my fairy name is Bert. I don't know where that came from. So and I.
That's a fairy's name?
Yeah. I'm.
Oh, you're Bert the fairy?
I'm Bert. and so I have to go through trainings.
That's amazing. Gotta see this.
Yeah. So, but it's a secret. It's a secret and it's not play. It's real. It's real. So like if I say, are you playing fairies? They get angry. They call it work.
Oh, they're working.
They're working. And Kira's not allowed in Fairyland. Like she is not welcome in Fairyland. I don't know how I am. I think just cause one time they asked and I said yes. And so now like I'm expected to work.
You're an honorary fairy. It's awesome.
They say that if I work hard enough, I could be king.
King fairy,
king of Fairyland. I have yet to put in the effort.
I've seen you dance around a little bit. You can pull it off.
Well, that's the thing is I have the requisite skills. Just not the drive, I guess is what it is. All right.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Patricia Gonzalez asks, which one of your children do you think is exactly like you? And I thought that was kind of fun. It's funny. My kids, Juna is very, very kind of serious, earnest, is a rule follower. And then Finola is kind of just kind of wacky and crazy. And so I don't think either of them are exactly like me. But I definitely see parts of me in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of your three kids, do you have...
Yeah, I would say, you know, McKenna's more, if I were to say, she's more my side of the family. Mm-hmm. And then Jack is totally her side of the family. You know, rule follower, like to the T, like everything's got to be organized. And that's not me either,
right.
Organization or rule following. and then Brooklyn's kind of a hybrid, man. She's a wild animal and she's, you know, she's just, if anyone would be an actress, it would be her.
Sure.
But she's really into this pretend and make-believe. My other kids weren't that much.
Yeah.
And she seems to, you know, she'll pretend go grocery shopping, pretend shopping.
Yeah.
You know, pretend doctor or whatever it is.
Right.
And it's like, she pretends a lot. So
yeah, got a great imagination. That's awesome.
Yeah, she does. She really does. And so I don't know. I don't know specifics on McKenna's tough. I kind of made her probably too tough but she was the first born and a girl.
Sure. So and
if a guy said something to her, she'd punch him in the face.
That's awesome.
I guess. I don't know. But I'm like, can you, because now, you know, she's 14. So I'm like, can you just pull it back a little bit?
Right.
Can we just, you not want to rip people's heads off now? Just like dial it down. Just dial it back. And what's crazy, dude, was this weekend was homecoming.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Is that like football based?
Yes, it was football and then dance, homecoming dance. Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy. What? How did this happen to me?
I didn't know. I didn't have homecoming in high school because we didn't have a football team. Like we didn't like so we didn't have any of those kind of traditions. So I you know, obviously by watching TV. Yeah, I mean, I've heard about homecoming, and in college I didn't either because my college didn't have a football team. So there's homecoming in college too.
What kind of schools did you go to?
Small rural and then arts urban. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No football.
NYU is not known for its football.
No. So that was weird. I mean, it was cool. The football game was awesome.
Yeah.
The homecoming football game. They won in the last 2 seconds by doing one of those. They did a forward pass and then just kept lateraling all the way down the field and scored to win.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
It was amazing. People were going bananas. And then the next day was the homecoming dance, which she just, you know, I went with some friends. But
nice.
But you're just like sitting in the car. You're like, what? How did this happen?
Yeah.
How am I the guy now taking my daughter to the dance and picking her up?
Right.
And how did another guy talk to her. And if he did, he'd be dead. No,
dead.
I'm kidding.
D-E-D. Dead.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty smart. So, but man, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was homecoming.
Oh, man.
My gosh. No.
Samantha Soto wants to know, would you be disappointed if Jason got all of his memories back pre-car accident, and do you think that would change who Jason is now? So if Jason now, all of a sudden, remembered everything beforehand, what would that be like?
That's interesting because it's always...
All of a sudden, Jason just goes and pours himself a cup of tea and comes in and Sam looks at him strange. What? Oh, my God.
She'd be like, why are you wearing that reindeer sweater under your leather jacket? So I don't know, man. It's kind of weird because it's always been posed as one or the other. Like, what if you forgot you were Jason and went back to Jason Quartermain? You know?
Sure.
And then kind of that's interesting. Not both.
Right. What if those memories were, you know, just there. And so he was the same person he was now, but remembered that as well. Interesting.
Yeah. It would be interesting because your moral compass would be different, right?
You would think.
Yeah. I don't think Jason Quartermain was going to be a hitman. So, I don't know, man. That'd be weird. It'd be interesting. That's actually a very good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, work it in.
Slide
it in somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Settle
down. So that would be interesting, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it would change any like relationships, like with Monica, because that's pretty much the only Quartermain left alive.
Right.
You know. So.
I'm sure someone else is due to be made a Quartermain, though, right?
Yeah, but look, we want to hit. I mean, for me, it was the history of the show and the Quartermains, and you know, Alan Quartermain, who I miss immensely, Stuart Damon. So I don't know. It's a good question, though. It'd be interesting to play.
Caroline De La Rosa asks, I think I've asked Steve this, but not Bradford. What still scares you? Meaning, what have you not done professionally that would challenge you in a new way? Yeah, that's a cool question. You know, I think playing a character in a full length movie that has a really complicated arc is something I've never really done. I've done short movies, I've done full feature movies, but with not that kind of character arc. So you know, that it scares me, but it would be something just because I would want to do it well and have the opportunity to do it. I know you've done features and stuff, but like tracking.
Oh gosh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Tracking, if there's a place where the character starts and the character finishes, when you're shooting out of order, you have to have it so well mapped out that, you know, you can really map out each part of the process so that you're
right.
Because if you do the end before you're doing some of the pieces along the way, you really got to know.
I know it's tough, dude. I mean, that's why I give film actors so much credit.
Yeah.
Is because first of all, it is the case. It never shoots in order.
Yeah.
Ever. And probably more times than not, or 50-50, you're shooting the end of the movie first for some weird reason.
Yeah.
A lot of people shoot the end first and then have to go back, which is so difficult. And then, you know, we kind of touched on it before. And half the time, you're acting with a piece of tape on a camera lens.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's pretty amazing, but it's a huge challenge and it would be a lot of fun. But for me, I know I probably said something at some point, but live theater would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It would just be it would be a great challenge and it would be scary in a good way.
Sure.
But I think that would be a lot of fun to do at some point.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to be up there with you.
We would have fun.
Yeah, we should find a two-man, we should find a show that we could do together and just do it.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, dude. I think that would be cool. Just even if it was, what are those, about an hour long sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, plays can, we could do a one act, we could do, we could do anything.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be, thanks for the questions, got us thinking.
So I guess now we're going on the road with the one-act play?
Yeah.
Problem is they want to see a one-act play between Jason and Spinelli.
I know. I wonder.
Well, because it'd be weird if I came out as Bert the Fairy. And then they'd be like, what's he doing?
That would be fun. Anyway, I got a lot of ideas. I'm going to run with this. This is very exciting to me. Bit it, bit, 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 it, bit, 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 it, bit, bit, bit. So our tweet of the week this week, there was an exchange that we had with a woman that's coming that wanted to come to our Charlotte show, but had a conflict. And,
yeah.
And I think you chimed in on this, Steve. And then there was a whole series of people responding, and I thought it would be fun to share that with you guys. So this is, she says, of course, the night I've been waiting almost a year for your Charlotte show is also the same night that Justin Timberlake is performing in Charlotte, and I've already got tickets to his show. Wow. So I guess you can't always find a free night in a major city to have our show, because remember we've talked about this, but one time we played Chicago and One Direction was next door. Now we go to Charlotte when Justin Timberlake is playing. So you wrote back and said, sell them.
Well, I was joking.
I know. But
I was kind of joking, but so I said I'd sell his or right, whatever
sure.
I put, right?
Right. Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
sell his. And then everybody started responding like, yeah, you should sell Justin's. He's horrible live. I'm like, no, he's not.
someone wrote to her back, sell the Justin tickets. I saw his show in Vegas and wasn't impressed compared to his past shows. I think our show is pretty good. I will say that. However, Justin Timberlake is pretty good. Is pretty good too. I will say there will probably be more dancing at his show than ours. Probably. Can't guarantee. Probably more singing at his show, mm-hmm. although there is singing in our show.
Yes, there is.
There will be more people on stage probably at his show than our show. Mm-hmm. Steve doesn't come out with backup dancers, although I've been trying to get him to do that. Sometimes I am your backup dancer. And
that's true. You do dance well.
Thank you.
But I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll sell a few more tickets than we do.
Well, let's be real. He'll have more chairs.
Correct. And that's that's his downside.
More chairs.
More chairs because people are further away.
That's right. That's right. So he will look smaller.
Which, he 100%.
He might be taller than us, but he will look smaller.
Unless you got the first 20 rows,
yes.
He could be an impersonator for all we know.
Sure. He'll look like a Lego man.
Right. So Steve at our show...
Well, you're kind of built like a Lego man. You're square.
Thank you. At our show...
Everything is awesome! Everything is cool, and you're part of a team.
I love that song.
Yeah.
So at our show, you get to see us.
You'll see us.
And you're in the audience. You go out and sit on people's laps and drink their wine.
I do. Make sure to order something to drink, and I'll drink it.
Yes, you will. I know, it's so funny. I was just joking with her, and then we got all these responses like, yeah, I'd sell them too. Like, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's Justin Timberlake.
I know, yeah.
You're not selling your freaking Stone Cold and the Jackal for Justin Timberlake. Come on.
Oh, man, I would have loved if he had chimed in too. Because I'm not sure. Did they tag him? I'm not sure they did. No, they didn't. We should tag him.
No.
Any opinions? Don't do it. Any opinions, JT? We will probably have more wardrobe malfunctions than him. That's just a guess.
That's true, because you take your shirt off way too often.
Well, yeah. But not like a Cameron Matheson take my shirt off kind of thing. I don't take it off because it's worthy of being seen. That's all I meant.
But, you know, it kind of started because we sent that email out and it was like, one of these guys is going to take their shirt off.
Yeah.
And it was you. And that was awesome.
Well, we just had to follow through on our obligations.
Yes, I love you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I jumped on that grenade for you.
I know you did.
I really did.
I know. It was great.
Yeah. So, sorry that you're not going to be at our show, but thank you for being conflicted about it. We appreciate that. We appreciate your conflictedness. But we don't blame you for going to JT.
No, we do not.
We'll miss you, though.
And
we'll hopefully come back to Charlotte again soon.
Well, that's our after Christmas January fun tour, right?
Yeah, so we just announced that last week. We are doing, in January, I think it's the 8th through the 13th. I believe it's that. We're starting in Charlotte, then going down to Atlanta, then to Orlando, West Palm Beach.
Yes.
Miami. And there's a day in there that we haven't figured out yet. And a lot of people are giving recommendations for us.
Oh, are they?
They are.
Fantastic.
We are at the mercy of clubs wanting us. As much as you guys think we might be, we could just be like, hey, we're going here and you need to have us. Some people say no thanks to us sometimes.
Denver and Detroit.
Denver and Detroit, the D cities.
Yeah, the D cities, that's right.
Have said no to us. So, because it's funny, a lot of people have been saying come to Colorado and come to Michigan. It was Colorado, Michigan, and Florida. And we tried to cross them all off of our list this fall.
We did. And I tried, I really did try hard too.
Yeah, yeah. So, because this October weekend that we're doing next, we're doing Boston the 6th. We're doing, we're doing a show at a club in the afternoon, and then we're doing a private dinner.
Buddy.
Outside of the city. And then we're doing an event in Syracuse the next day, Sunday the 7th. But then Monday, we were going to try to hit Denver on our way back, and Denver said, no thanks.
We were going to try to actually hit Detroit and then Denver.
And, right, yes.
And it didn't work out. So
didn't work
anyway.
Out. So just so you guys know, we're not ignoring you.
We're trying.
We're trying. But
we're trying to get everywhere if
Florida,
we can. So.
Florida in January. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, man. It's going to be
as
fun.
As well as Atlanta, North Carolina. North Carolina, I hope you guys are hanging in there. I know you're underwater, a lot of you, and that sucks.
I know. Awful. But, awful.
We'll try to bring some joy with us in January. So we're excited for the traveling we have coming up, and we have some guests coming up in the next few weeks.
Yep.
So thanks for listening to this one. It's been interesting, dude, being together but not together.
Being apart, I know.
I know. Your voice is ever as soothing to me, so thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you this week, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you survive your hostel, I'm going to see you in a couple days.
Yeah, you might get that 911 text, and you'll see me sooner than you think.
Maybe. It's fine. Come on down.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, buddy.
Brother. Always good to talk to you, bud.
Likewise, man. Stone Cold and the Jackal.
.com.
I was flipping it around to see if you were paying attention.
I did. Pay attention. Sometimes. Stone Cold the Jackal. Check us out. We're everywhere.
.com. We're in your heads. We're in your heads.
We're in your
ears. In your, ears, in your,
car,
in your heads.
In your car. We're in your car right now.
Hearts.
And you're listening to us. I love when somebody said that every time they plug in their phone, our podcast
just
comes
starts.
Out.
Starts. Yep, we're persistent.
Like, that's awesome.
We're determined. We're gonna get to you. You can't hold us back.
We'll get you somehow. So, anyway, man, you guys, we just want to thank you all for listening and supporting us, and we love you guys and we appreciate it. And I appreciate you, Bradford. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you too, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right, man.
Bye.
Have a good day.